NATO already leads security operations in north, south, and western Afghanistan. Under the new security plan, NATO's International Security Force, known as ISAF, will take command of more than 10,000 U.S. troops stationed in the east. Senior NATO civilian representative Dan Everts confirmed the expansion during a press conference in the Afghan capital, Kabul.
So on the 5th of October, NATO security assistance will be expanded to all of Afghanistan, and the most of the U.S. forces that are still operating on their own command right now in the east will join the overall ISAF organization.
U.S. officials say a separate 8,000-member U.S.-led force will remain in eastern Afghanistan, focusing primarily on counterterrorism operations, including the ongoing hunt for Osama bin Laden. With the additional U.S. forces, NATO will command around 33,000 troops, by far the alliance's largest ground operation in its 57-year history. NATO officials say the move will help improve coordination throughout the country and increase military efficiency. NATO acknowledges it underestimated the Taliban insurgency and may still lack sufficient troops to defeat the Islamist extremists. Fighting has intensified throughout the Taliban's traditional stronghold in the south and east. The latest fighting occurred in the eastern Kunar province. Officials there say 4 Afghan and 2 U.S. soldiers were killed in separate gun battles. NATO's Dan Everts says the insurgents have clearly been testing NATO forces, a test he says the international troops have passed.
In a way, I see these tactics as acts of despair, in the sense that the Taliban has nothing positive or constructive to offer to the Afghan people. So all they can offer is trying to destruct those efforts that do promise a better future.
NATO officials say they will continue to pursue a two-pronged counterinsurgency effort focusing on greater security and expanded reconstruction projects. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.